Week 2, Sunday, Sext. Dear God, please come to my aid. Master, please hurry to help me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. The shadows cringe and hide beneath the light that blazes in its fullest glory. Noon means respite from our labors, since the boon of radiance brings with it heat, whose might is enervating, and we feel it right to pause and contemplate, to read the rune of nature, and to try to hear the tune God sings in his creation. All is right. The tide of day is at its flood, while we sit quiet, feeling guilt when so much work still beckons to be done. But we are wrong. He does the work. We simply go along and tinker, and when we pause, we do not shirk our duty, since our task here is to see. The Master's name is great among his people. Psalm 76, Part 1. God is well known in Judah, and his name is held in awe in Israel, and he has his tent in Jerusalem, where he lives upon Mount Zion. It was there he broke the arrows flying from their bows and smashed the shields and battle swords. You are more glorious and magnificent than the mountains on which they hunted. However brave they were, their bodies were looted as they sank into their sleep. And none of these mighty men had hands to ward it off. When you raised your voice at them, God of Jacob, chariots and horses fainted dead away. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. The Master's name is great among his people. The earth shook, then all was still when God stood up to issue his sentence. Part 2. You are the one who creates this fear. Can anyone stand up to your face when your anger is roused? You made your sentence heard from heaven, and all the earth shook and became still when God stood up to pronounce judgment and to set free all the earth's oppressed. Even men's fury gives you praise because you wrap its survivors round you. Make vows to Yahweh and fulfill them. Those round him should give gifts to the terrifying one who cuts short the life of rulers and fills earth's kings with dread. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. The earth shook, then all was still, when God stood up to issue his sentence. Reading, Romans 8:26. The Spirit comes to the support of our weakness. We don't even know how to pray the way we should. And so the Spirit takes our inarticulate cries and turns them into a plea for us. Master, please give my prayer a hearing and bestow wisdom on me as you promised. Dear God, our Father, may the Spirit you sent upon your church to begin the teaching of the good news continue to work in the world through the hearts of everyone who believes it. We make this request through our Master Prince Jesus, your Son, who is alive and reigning with you in the Holy Spirit as one God through all the ages of ages. Amen. Let us bless the Master. Thank God.